Could you read? Well, first of all, this email is from June 26, 2020. So a little less than a year after his brother, Jeffrey Epstein, was found dead in his cell. Could you read this?
Subject, Mark Epstein threats, parentheses, possible media. Pardon the interruption. A quick update on the Mark Epstein threats in case this affects anyone. For those not previously involved with this, a fraudster in Iran has been tormenting Mark Epstein by email and text, pretending to be about 15 different people, using fake email addresses and some spoofing. I just got excited to say that word. These personalities are variously offering to sell Mark Epstein money about his brother's, quote, murder, extorting him for money by threatening to kill his kids, etc. The principal unifying thread is an attempt to get Epstein to send, quote, them, $25,000 in Bitcoin. Despite the now obvious fact that the source is a fraud, which Epstein's attorney knows and has repeatedly told him, Epstein keeps emailing with him, which only eggs the guy on. I'm writing now just to advise you that the latest threat is to provide media outlets information that Mark Epstein was involved in his brother's sex crimes. This, too, is almost certainly a bluff. Nonetheless, in case the perpetrator actually does try to pass something off to the media, I wanted to give everyone a heads up where it was coming from. If you want more information, let me know.
God.
Can you imagine if you were, like, the U.S. attorney, like, tasked with managing whatever kind of, like, scam was being pulled on Mark Epstein, who refused to, like, actually listen to you?
Yeah, you're like, please stop emailing with this guy. Like, he doesn't know information about your brother's murder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he's just like, yeah. But I'm just going to see what else he might know, because it could be real.
A fraudster in Iran.
Jeffrey Epstein.